Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. All the way from Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray. Look into God's Word, read you some scriptures, have a time of fellowship one with another around the Word of God. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and of course, Sister Linda's always at the piano. And we're here each weekday, the Lord permitting and providing at this time, just to have a time of fellowship with you in the presence of the Lord. If it's convenient and you can, I hope you'll tell somebody about the ministry and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. It's a great way to start this service. Psalms 13, verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Well, I guess that's why we sing as much as we do, because the Lord hath dealt bountifully with us. Well, let's have a great time. And by the time this service is over, we want you to know that you've been in the presence of the Lord. And we want the Lord to know that we have been here worshiping and praising him. It may be a short time, but we can pack it full of worship and praise. Page 137 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal. Sing along with us on In That Great Triumphant Morning. In that great triumphant morning, when we hear the bridegroom cry, and the dead in Christ shall rise, we'll be changed to life immortal in the twinkling of an eye, and meet Jesus in the sky. We shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him in that morning when the dead in Christ shall rise. We shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him, and we'll have a marriage supper in the sky. In that great triumphant morning, what a happy time 'twill be when the dead in Christ shall rise. When the Lord descends in glory, sets his waiting children free, and we meet him in the sky. We shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him in that morning when the dead in Christ shall rise. We shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him, and we'll have a marriage supper in the sky. In that great triumphant morning, when the harvest is complete and the dead in Christ shall rise, we'll be crowned with life immortal, Christ and all the loved ones meet in the rapture in the sky. Up in the sky. In that great triumphant morning, all the kingdoms will possess. Then the dead, in Christ shall rise, reign as kings and priests eternal, under Christ forever blessed. And the meeting in the sky, we shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him in that morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise. We shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him, and we'll have a marriage supper in the sky. One more time. Oh, we shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him in the morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise. We shall all rise to meet him. We shall all go to greet him, and we'll have a marriage supper in the sky. Praise the Lord. Well, that song was copyrighted in 1946. So even before then, I don't know when it was written, they were still singing and thinking about the coming of the Lord and that great victory that will take place on that triumphant morning when the trump of God sounds. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. The precious promise today comes from Psalms 57:5. David says, "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Let's exalt him today, even above the heavens. And let's thank him because his glory is covering the earth. If you just look out your window or step outside and just behold things around about you, you can see that the glory of the Lord is above all the earth. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, today, because we can help in the praise and the exaltation of you. Lord, we're thankful today that we can lift you up. And Lord, we're thankful today that we can worship and praise you. And Lord, we're glad today that we can look around and see the glory of the Lord, how it's covering the earth. And Father, we thank you today for being so real and near to us and being so precious and wonderful. And Lord, we thank you for hearing us when we pray and answering every prayer. Lord, sometimes you say yes and sometimes you say no. And some of those prayers, Lord, we've not gotten an answer to yet, because we know, Lord, that it's just not time yet. We know you've heard them. We know, Lord, you're planning to answer. But Lord, we know that you work everything out in your own good time. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. Lord, let this broadcast ministry touch some heart. Today would be a great day for someone to give his or her heart and life to you. I pray, Lord, that someone will repent and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Just ask for forgiveness of their sins and believe you to do so. We need you today. Bless the furtherance of this service. Minister to everyone that's worshiping and listening today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's sing and let's worship him now.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. Let's sing it one more time. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High.
Hallelujah. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'll give you the contact information at the end of the service today. So if you will, be ready to take it down. Our ministry is a work of faith, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. Here's one entitled, He's Coming Back Again.
All the pain and shame they caused my blessed Savior, all the scars that marked the body of my Lord, all the miles between the earth and God's blue heaven could not keep him from returning back to earth. He's coming back again, and I'm the only reason. Like a groom, he's returning for his bride. Preparations have been made, I'll soon be going. I've a mansion over on the other side. Now when he comes again, he will not need a manger. Earthly men will not be mocking his sweet name. King of kings and Lord of lords, he'll be returning. With great triumph, he'll be rapturing the saints. He's coming back again, and I'm the only reason. Like a groom, he'll be returning for his bride. Preparations have been made, I'll soon be going. I've a mansion over on the other side. And you've been worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. And remember, our broadcast is listener supported. It's a work of faith, a mission project. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you had something left over you'd like to share with us, it would be appreciated. And if you don't have any money, contact us anyway. Send us a song or prayer request. Let us know you're there. The mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.